We are in Washington Square Park. I'm sitting here with three rad individuals, one of which I met yesterday in jail, from a Virginia communes. So what communes are you from?
Yeah, hey, my name is Tu. I'm the one you met in jail. I come from Cambia, a small community in the center of Virginia, in Louisa. And I'm here with another member of the community.
I'm Mar. I'm also from Cambia.
Hello, my name is Xander. I am from Twin Oaks Community in Louisa, Virginia.
Nice. And so what brings you guys to New York City?
We're protesting for climate justice, and we're trying to network and expand our network of activists throughout the entire region so that we can be present at action at once.
Nice.
And yeah, and helping bridge the gap between the solution of community, because a lot of folks are finding that as a viable option, but can get kind of caught up in the bubble of community. And so we want to kind of bridge a gap to encourage people to, you know, also be able to create bigger solutions for everybody and not just, you know, for your own individual community. So we think that we have a lot of power and networking opportunity with the community movement. And so that's why we're here.
I feel that community still makes a lot of mistakes as the mainstream, and they can be a little bit insular with their way of thinking and make decisions that are still very much popular in places that aren't community, and they still have a lot to learn. So making sure that they're still aware of their impact on the climate and the environment and the ecology surrounding them.
Nice. So what's it like living in like a collective community or a commune?
I mean, it's pretty ideal. When you think of how we should be living as a species, it's that. We wake up and we share meals together, and we're egalitarian, and we live almost entirely off-grid and sustainably. It's like when you think of a commune in the movie, we're basically doing that.
And it's the way people have been living. Humans have been living for most of time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just only in this last blip of industrialization that we've, you know, created this culture of individualism and progress for yourself, and community helps rework that orientation to be more collective mindset and feel like we're going to thrive if we work together. And we know the consequences of that individualistic mindset, you know, creates a lot of the problems that we see today, especially environmentally.
Yeah, we work every day to deconstruct the dominant paradigm and then rebuild a society that actually benefits all of us.
It's important for me to know where my food comes from. I think that we can produce at least 50% of our food on a good day, and it's pretty viable in that way as well, but we raise livestock, so it's good to know that the animals are living a good life and that they're healthy and cared for and that they're treated humanely throughout their entire life.
Nice. And so how long have you been living in these communes?
I just started my journey in alternative societies about 2 months ago.
I've been living in community on and off for a bunch of years, but this is my most concentrated time of about 8 months at this community.
I've just been newly accustomed to the life of community. I've been there a few months.
Nice. And so what was the most surprising thing about entering into, you know, a conscious community?
I think people may feel as if when they join a community that they're finding all of the solutions, and it's important to understand that we haven't solved every aspect of society. We focus on promoting sustainability, but there will still be those problems amongst your social groups, so it's very important to be aware that, like, you won't be entering the Garden of Eden, but the first steps towards that.
People are making mistakes and making misjudgments, and it's hard to live so raw and so intense with all those people. Community is about the relationships that you have with the people surrounding you and your ability to work with them and grow with them and make a central idea enter fruition. It's beautiful because people have an opportunity to work with people and to find a common goal, but it can be really fucking hard.
If I may add another thing, it was really cool to learn how easy it is to adopt sustainability techniques into your life, whether you're living in community or not. Mm-hmm. Like, solar power is so accessible to the everyday person. Mm-hmm. And we at Cambia at least work. We're grant funded and we sell products that help you adopt those techniques into your life, like little 15-watt solar panels that you can keep in your backpack that can be used to charge any small appliance. Mm-hmm. Or like solar ovens that are glass, vacuum, and then copper that you can put things in at the beginning of the day, put it on your balcony, go at the end of the day and take it out, and you have your dinner cooked using entirely solar power.
So there's a lot of talk about trying to avoid, you know, 2 degrees centigrade climate change, like either, you know, within the century or, you know, long term. What do you guys think is the realistic chance of us doing this? And if it were to happen, what would society have to be like? What would it be like to live in that world where we avert a catastrophic climate change?
I think that we have to return to the way that we used to live, which is in small insular tribes. When we have giant overarching governments that are driven based off of profits, that is corruptible. That is the nature of a government. There is going to be someone who can come in and abuse the system for personal gain. So if we control it and allow a small group of people to be egalitarian and democratic, you'll find that people will act in the best interest of their community because they have to, because they're directly affected by the decisions that that community makes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just, I mean, going along with that, just the basic concept of resource sharing. Like right now, it's absurd that every person or family has like multiple cars and, you know, we're all driving to the grocery store individually to get groceries and, you know, all of the heating, electricity expenses that are all separate. If we have people together sharing all those, not only the cost goes down, but way less fossil fuels used in just sharing everything.
Change will be uncomfortable, and I think it'll be interesting to see people's way of living change and their standard of living change, to be able to share amongst each other and to be able to make those resources available to everyone. Because it will have to come down to changing your way of thinking of what your standard of living looks like, and any change is going to be uncomfortable. But it's mostly about just sharing and sacrificing.
So we met in jail last night. You want to talk briefly about the action that we participated in and why you did it?
Yeah, so we are working in tandem with Extinction Rebellion, and we worked to shut down an intersection to force our politicians and our leaders in the world to pay attention to the fact that we need climate justice yesterday. And so the tactic that we used yesterday is what's called jail solidarity, where we put as much strain as possible on the status quo so that they succumb to our wishes and give us political concessions just to make it easier on the existing system.
And what was the experience like participating in this action and, you know, being locked up? Did you have a bad time? You know, was it, like, hard in any way, or was it?
No, it wasn't hard at all. It was absolutely fantastic. We really, like, had jail solidarity. Every time someone entered the cell, we erupted in cheers, and we practiced Tai Chi together and did what we refer to as heart circles, where we asked people really deep and personal questions to get to know one another. We practiced giving speeches and how to help inform the public on this climate justice fight. And you're in and out in 10 to 12 hours. So, you know, it's not even that much of a sacrifice, really, to get out in the streets and to get involved.
So you'd say you had fun?
Had a blast. I think it's important to note that we are beginning to take action. So a month ago, we formed our affinity group that's working with XR called The Good Collective. If you have any more questions about it, email us at contact@thegoodcollective.us. Our goal is to form a regional network of activists so that we can have a succinct and active line of communication so that we can be present wherever allies need our support, one of which is Twin Oaks. In order to bring about the change that we need to continue to exist as a species and to maintain our ecology, there's two parts. You have to be active directly, but you also have to be active in your everyday life. The communities movement, although it's not perfect, we are working towards living the solution. I know that Twin Oaks' tofu system may not be perfect and people have problems with it and they still play into the mainstream, but on their 500-acre property, they emit 17% of the total carbon emissions that the average household does. So it may not be perfect, but like big strides are being made, and if you work with us, we can continue to close that gap and make the strides necessary to actually bring about the change we need. So once again, contact us at thegoodcollective.us.
Well, awesome. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.